What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Sports don't stop on the weekends.
Neither do we.
Let's do it.
It's time to take a look at sports, both locally and beyond.
But they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
This is Time Out with Eric Slaughter.
He's on Time Out.
Dynamite!
The latest on everything sports right here.
You play to win the game.
Time Out with Eric Slaughter starts now.
Get a T.O., baby! Get a timeout!
Now, here's Eric on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, yo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome to Time Out with Eric Slaughter on this beautiful Sunday evening. July 6th, the end of the 4th of July weekend is here. Hope yours was special and unique. And I'm going to close this thing out with you for the next 2 hours. Got my guy Garrett Chapman with me. It was a pleasant surprise to find out he was going to be here tonight. My guy Dom Taroski texted me earlier and said, hey, man, pay your debts, because I owed him a NBA Finals bet, and I owed him lunch, and he asked for his money. So I guess he's out somewhere spending my money and didn't come to work tonight, Garrett. That's what he's doing. How you doing, bud?
Hey, man, I'm fantastic. Fantastic.
How long you just come in and work a couple hours tonight, just been for a couple hours? Because I know you had a late night last night. I was listening to you and Maddie when I was leaving out of here as Atlanta United. I guess is a 0-0 draw a better outcome than what they've been having, right? I mean, you know, how late were you here last night? You had a pretty late one, right?
Yeah, about 10:30 or so. You know, it wasn't so bad. But, I mean, look, it's better than what they had been doing, right? It was 0-0. It's still a point. It's not a loss. You snap a 3-game losing streak in the process. So, at the end of the day, yeah, it's better than a loss.
I mean,
they say it's like kissing your sister, right? That's like it's not exactly the result that they were hoping for when they were playing an equally struggling DC United squad, and I think both teams left that match feeling like it was a loss.
There you go. That's my guy Garrett Chapman. So, well, for the next 2 hours, you and I can chop this thing up. We'll chop it up like onions. We're going to talk about these Braves, of course, but I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. I refuse to. I've had a good holiday weekend, okay? I've had a great 3 days. I've done baseball. I've visited with friends. I've been here the past couple days. I'm in a good mood, and I refuse to let the Atlanta Braves mess that up for me. I ain't going to do it. So I'm going to talk about them for maybe 30 minutes, and that's it. Then I'm done. I'm going to tell you what I believe should be the Braves' new 2025 focus and what they need to do for the rest of this year, and then I'm going to drop it. I'm going to let it go because why spend a lot of time beating up a team that's beating themselves up right now. Okay, I hope the Atlanta Braves are on a flight to California. Okay, you know they're flying some chartered flight. I mean, if I was the Liberty Media, I'd put them on a plane like the Cleveland Indians did in Major League. I'd have them on a plane that had a propeller with tape on it and be like, yeah, this is, you're going to play crappy like this, you're not going to get these luxury travel accommodations. Because I'm sitting here wondering, like, are we in a movie? Are the Braves trying to play so bad so they can leave town or something? What's going on? This is ridiculous. But, hey, I said I'm not going to do it, and I'm not. I'm going to recap the game. Yep. I'm going to talk about what we have not done, like when. Yeah, I'm going to do that. But I'm not going to let the Braves spoil the rest of my holiday weekend. And you shouldn't either out there. You should not either. You should be like, you know what? It is what it is at this point. You should be looking at the calendar saying, how quickly can we get the football? Because that's what it is at this point. Not only how quickly can we get the football, heck, how quickly can we get the basketball? Because all of a sudden, this town, Atlanta, is the, you know, could be in for some really great sports seasons in the winter and the fall and in the spring as basketball ends up, because our football team and our basketball team are on a really good trajectory. But our baseball team, our summer of 2025, as far as baseball concerned, is pretty much over, okay? Let's not get our blood pressure up. Let's not cry in our beer. Let's just, it is what it is. Figure it out. Say, hey, you know what? We're going to change our outlooks, because the only thing we can do now is try to figure out what's left to prove or to find out for this season, okay? And we're going to go into that a little deeper, you know, as I go on here today. It's going to be a good show. We're going to talk some college football. We're going to talk some NFL. We're going to talk about the five top stories, according to AtlantaFalcons.com, the five top things for the Falcons going into 2025. We'll look ahead to what's going to be an amazing next 8 to 10 days in the Atlanta sports scene, because we are right on the precipice of the All-Star game coming to Atlanta. Not only will we have that, we'll have SEC Media Days in town as well. And my biggest event, my favorite event, Garrett, we are 4 days away from Cowboy Carter coming to town, and I got my tickets. I'm going to see the Queen, the Beyonce, baby. I'm going on Thursday night. Can't wait. And then I'm going to go to the All-Star game. I'm broke. I am so broke right now because I had to buy tickets to both. I tried to get credentials. I was denied for both. So I said, fine, I'll just get tickets because I'm going. I'm going to see both events, because they're in my town within a couple days apart, and I'm going to have a good time. I'm also going, I have such a busy weekend coming up. Now, I've been invited to participate in 2 All-Star Game events as a media member and an official. Not the big game, but I will be there as a media member for the Swing Man Classic. That is Ken Griffey Jr.'s All-Star event that he takes to every All-Star city that promotes HBCU baseball players, okay? I cannot wait to be a part of that. The Swing Man Classic, that's going to be at Truist Park on Sunday, okay? On Friday this week. I'm also going to be at Georgia Tech over the weekend as a part of the, is it Kelly Finch? And that's shame on me for not knowing it, but the Kelly Finch Softball All-Star event, okay? I am actually umpiring that event, and congratulations to me. The championship game is on Monday, and yours truly has been awarded to be the plate umpire for the Kelly Finch All-American All-Star Baseball Softball event in conjunction with MLB and USA Softball. So I'm really looking forward to that. That's all coming up this weekend. So I got Cowboy Carter, I got the Swingman Classic, I got the Kelly Finch All-Star Softball Classic. Then I'm going to the All-Star game. I'm going to need a vacation by the time next Wednesday rolls around here. I really will, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to have a great time. Hope to see some of you out there. Make sure you are following this station on all of our social media platforms at 929 The Game. That's on X. That's on Instagram. That's on YouTube. All those things. You can follow me at E Slaughter For Real. I'm only on Instagram right now. I need to So I took my X Twitter account down about a year and a half ago. I had a Twitter stalker. Wasn't real fun. So I took it down. I hated it. I mean, people, the person, you know, I'm not going to name no names, was following me and showing up where I would be. I mean, I was like, what's going on here? So I took it down. I stopped updating my, you know, my whereabouts, and things went away. And that's been a while, and I never restarted my X account. I guess I really need to do that, but it was a really weird situation for me for about 2 or 3 months. And I was like, I guess I need to stop letting people know what I'm doing and where I'm going to be if I don't want them to be here. And that's what I did. So looking forward to it. Hope you'll be out there doing some things. What events will you be going to? So many of these big events. I know a lot of people are going to do the same thing I'm doing. They're going to go to see both the Cowboy Carter experience, maybe go to see some of these All-Star Game experiences. I hope you will come out and see us as 929 The Game will be at Murph's on Thursday. We'll be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I think we're there pretty much like 5 or 6 straight days as we get ready for the All-Star Game and all the extravagant events that are coming to this town. It's going to be a great time, great week, and looking forward to it. Garrett, I know you will be doing some double duty because you are headed to SEC Media Days at the start of next week. Or does that start this weekend? When does that officially start?
It's going to be the weekend after next, so we still get a little bit of time.
The weekend? Hold on.
I believe so.
Well, I thought,
check.
Yeah, no, man, because remember when we had the big meeting and we talked about our schedules, the boss made a big, great joke. He said, yes, what person in SEC office won the schedule Georgia and Kirby Smart at the same day of the All-Star Game? So SEC Media Days and the All-Star Game overlap. And as a matter of fact, Georgia is scheduled for that Tuesday. You're nodding your head. Did you got that now?
No, so it's the 14th through the 17th.
Right.
So, yeah.
So that's All-Star.
It is next week, isn't it?
Yeah, crazy, isn't it?
Coming up on us fast.
Coming up on us fast.
Football
so,
season.
Yeah, so half of our staff will be covering SEC Media Days. The other half of our staff will be at All-Star Extravagant events. I'm going to try to be a little bit of both. It's just such a great time coming up for sports fans in this town. And that just means the bottom line is this. If SEC Media Days are coming up next week, not this week coming, but the week after, yes, the week after, that means we are right around the corner from both college and NFL, okay? Think about it. We are – today is July the 6th, okay? All right? We're going to get through this week coming, anticipating All-Star Game festivities. That's the 14th, 15th, the ESPY Awards coming up, and then we get into pretty much the second half of July. Training camps open July 21st and 22nd, okay? That's how quick – football is going to start being here, okay? We will be at training camp. 92.9 The Game will be there for all of the 11 practices that the Falcons have. Think about how quickly it went. This time last year, Flower Branch was under renovations. There was no open training camp dates for fans. All they had were the 2 Friday events. One was at Secondary High School. One was at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That's all they had, okay? We were there every day as a station covering the training camp, but there was no open access for fans. Well, fast forward to 2025, open access has returned. I think there are 11 dates. Go to AtlantaFalcons.com. You can find those 11 dates. Every time you go into training camp, as our boss likes to say it, you cannot help but walk right past the 92.9 The Game tent. Our analysts, our hosts will be there. You can interact with us. They start at 6 in the morning. You won't be there early, I'm sure. But we'll go all day until 2 o'clock. And then from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock, come down to Hooters. Hooters at the Mall of Georgia. And that's where guys Carl Dukes and Mike Bell will be for a whole pretty much 2 weeks straight as they do their shows from the Hooters there, during training camp. So that's going to be here quick, fast, and in a hurry. The first preseason game is August the 8th. That's almost exactly 1 month from today. Today's the 6th, tomorrow's the 7th, so pretty much Tuesday the 8th, you can start counting 1 month until preseason football starts. And, I mean, I know everyone doesn't get real excited about preseason football, but guess what? It's still football, okay? Their first preseason game will be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. 1 month. That's all it is before we are talking football, watching football, analyzing football, reacting to what we're seeing. Who was it that was talking about it early this week? I'm not sure if it was on 929 The Game or one of my other NFL shows that I talk about and listen to. And they were talking about, well, what would the Falcons do? Because traditionally, they don't play the starters a lot. So that means, will Michael Penix Jr. be in a lot? Or will we see a whole lot of Kirk Cousins during the preseason? I mean, there's a lot of questions to be answered for the Falcons when they go into training camp. And we'll talk more about that when I talk all Falcons in the 8 o'clock hour, And I'm going to talk about those five great points that AtlantaFalcons.com and Taryn Wyack, the writer for them, talked about are the five keys to the Falcons 2025 season. We'll talk about all that and more later in the show. But when we come back, I'm going to take a little time out. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what the two biggest objectives for the Braves are for the rest of the season. Okay? And it's not to win the playoffs, not to make the playoffs, and it's not to win a division. Those two, gone. There are two new objectives for the Braves for the rest of this year. You got 70-plus games left to go. Okay? Over those 70 games, there are a few things you need to accomplish. And that's it. That's it. Because your goals from the beginning of the year, make the playoffs, win a division, win the World Series, I think you pretty much can rip that piece of paper up and throw it in the trash. But I'll tell you what we still can do in 2025. I'll tell you what we still need to do in 2025. We'll do that next year on Time Out with Eric Slaughter here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and all day, every day on the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back to Time Out with Eric Slaughter on this Sunday evening, this beautiful early July Sunday evening, the end of 4th of July weekend. It's so cool when the 4th of July actually falls on a weekend. It's not midweek, and then you have to take a day off and then go back to work. Didn't happen this way. At least for you full-time corporate people, because I've been working every day this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You know, those full-timers here, 99 The Game, Dukes and Bell, Andy Randy, Steakhouse, Chris Thomas, Morning Shift, they had a three-day weekend. You know, myself and Garrett and Dom and Josh and John Fricky, you know, we've been working all weekend long. That's how it is. Until you get one of the marquee shifts, you work holidays and weekends, and when the holiday falls on a Friday, that means, yep, you're working Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But that's okay. I love it. I know Garrett loves it. I'm sure Fricky loves it. We all love it. We all would do it again. But, you know, one of these days I'll be one of the guys to get those holidays off. It's been a while. I'll get back to it. It's no big deal. Maybe the Braves were on a holiday weekend. Is that what it was? Okay, the Braves saw that the 4th of July was on a Friday, and they're like, hey, we're professionals. It's a holiday weekend. We should take off because that's what they played like. They played like they were on vacation. They played like they were on holiday break, losing three straight games to the Baltimore Orioles. And, yes, if you know me, I was born and raised in Baltimore. Yes, I was. Do you know how many members of my family have texted me over the last 2 days saying, oh, the Orioles are kicking y'all butt? Because I'm no longer an Orioles fan. I cheer for them from time to time, but I'm a Braves fan, okay? I have been for 20 years, okay? When I moved to Atlanta, the year I moved here, guess what? The Braves won the World Series, okay? Marquise Grissom, Tom Glavine, John Smoltz, Greg Maddux, those guys, that was the year I moved here, okay? Been a Braves fan ever since, okay? But now, I've got all these people texting me like, hey, you should come back to the Orioles. I'm like, no, I shouldn't. Okay, I'm still going to stick with the Braves. But I'm done with expectations for 2025. Let's all be real, okay? We got 70 games to go, 71 games, something like that. We are not going to make the playoffs. There is no miracle happening for this team. Don't even think it. Don't try to believe it. It's not going to happen, okay? You have two goals left for this team for the rest of 2025. And they are very simple goals, okay? Goal number one, no more injuries. Let's go into training camp of 2026 with none of our marquee players returning from injury. Let's go into 2026 with none of our players having to say, oh, we'll see them in the second week of May. We'll see them late in April. No. Let's get to 2026 because we've already lost half our starting rotation and another couple of our position players at some point this year. Let's get into the new year, the new season, and say, guess what? On opening day, we'll have all our guys, okay? We're not waiting for Ronald Acuna Jr. in 6 to 8 weeks. We're not waiting for Spencer Strider in 6 to 8 weeks, okay? We've dealt with all the injuries. They're here. They're not going anywhere. What we cannot have is any more. Let's get to the end of September healthy. Let guys come back slowly, but let's say, hey, no more major injuries. We can't go into September and we lose a cornerstone player to an injury late in the year that says, wow, they may not be ready for opening day of 2026. That's goal number one. No more injuries. It's an easy goal. It's a hopeful goal. The guys still go play every day. And when you play every day, there is a chance that you could get injured. So we got to pray to the baseball gods and say, hey, man, you've been messing with us all year. Okay? Can you stop messing with us? Go pick on somebody else and let us get to the end of this season with no more injuries. And if it's something that comes up, oh, someone tweaks a hamstring, someone, you know, pulls a muscle, that's okay. As long as you tell me they will be ready for training camp, spring training in 2026 come February. Okay? Let's go into opening day of next year with all of our regular players there from day one. That's goal number one. That's the new goal for this team for the rest of 2025. Okay? And your second goal for the rest of this year coming back from the All-Star break is just to get Austin Riley, Money Harris, Money Mike, and Ozzie Albies back on track. That's it. That's all you got. That's all you can ask for the rest of this year. We're not winning the division. That's done. I don't care if you sweep the Oakland A's and then the St. Louis Cardinals say, oh, we won six straight going into the All-Star break. Zip-de-doo-dah-whoop-de-doo. First off, that ain't going to happen. It's not going to. Have you seen this team? That's not going to happen, okay? Don't tell me, oh, we're playing the last place Oakland A's. You just played the last place team, and you got swept by them at home. I don't care that you're going out to California to play in a minor league ballpark against a team that's not real good. I don't believe that we can sweep the A's and the Cardinals. I don't believe it, okay? I don't think we can win 5-5-5-1. I would be happy with 4-2. Heck, I'd be happy with 3-3 split. But even if you did say, oh, we won six straight games, guess what? You'd still be five games under 500 going into the All-Star break. That dream, that boat has sailed. That ship's gone, okay? You're not winning the division, and the chances of you getting to one of the three wild cards getting slimmer by the day. So you got to reassess your goals. You have to wake up and smell the coffee and say, hey, what's our new goal for the second half or the post-All-Star half of this season? Get our three guys that are continuously struggling, Michael Harris, Austin Riley, and Ozzie Albies, back on track, however you can do that, and then no more injuries. If you can accomplish those two goals, guess what? This is just a blip on the radar, okay? This is just a bad year that you can get in the shower and hopefully wash away in 2026 and forget all about it. It happens, okay? It happens to the best teams out there, whether you're in football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, pick a sport. You come into a year with lofty expectations. You look at your roster and say, oh, we should have a good year. And then everything that could go wrong does go wrong. And that's what's happening for the Atlanta Braves in 2025. You name it. It's happening. You lose your ace Cy Young award-winning pickup of last year in Chris Sale. And by the way, Chris Sale just made the All-Star team. Unfortunately, he'll only be there in name. I mean, he's in this town, so he'll get to run out there and, you know, be announced, and they'll say, not playing due to injury, Atlanta Braves pitcher Chris Sale. Congratulations, you made the All-Star team. You earned it, because before you got hurt, even though the Braves weren't scoring any runs when you pitched, you were having a great year, okay? You also lost Spencer Schwellebach now for the rest of the year. Swelly was showing you that he is a number one caliber pitcher probably for any other team in major leagues. But guess what? You have him. Let's get him back for next year, okay? Strider, you're back. You've struggled some. You've looked good as of late. Get through the rest of the year without hurting anything else, okay? Let's come into 2026 saying yes. Our starting rotation is intact and healthy, because we couldn't say that this year. Strider was coming back from injury. We didn't have him for the first month and a half. Let's get to 2026 with him, okay? Ronald Acuña Jr., it's official. You have now made your fifth All-Star team in your young career. Finish out this year healthy, okay? With this team, did you think this team would have lost seven straight games in L.A. and San Diego if we had Acuña and Spencer Strider to start the year? Now, we can't rewrite history, but I would say probably not. I would say the presence of those two in your rotation and at the top of your batting order wins a game or two in L.A. and San Diego. But they weren't there. We knew they weren't going to be there. You knew you were starting this year behind the eight ball because two of your best players were not available to you. Okay, we knew that already. Remember, coming into the year, we said this, let's stay in contention until our big dogs come back. You know, let's stay, you know, above 500. Let's stay, you know, if we can get the first place, great. But let's stay in the contention till we get our big dogs back, and then this thing will start running. Okay, no one thought, okay, you if you thought this, you are lying to yourself. I did not think it. You did not think it. Most of the people here did not think it, that Ronald Acuña Jr. was going to make an All-Star team after missing the first six, 7 weeks of the season. No one had that. If you had that on a pick in Vegas, go cash in that ticket right now, because that had to pay big money. This is unexpected, okay? Everyone said ease him back in. Maybe play him at DH. And, of course, he said, no, I'm coming back and playing the only way I know how, balls to walls, okay? And that's what he's been doing, and here he is. He's been back a month and a half, and he's the starter in the All-Star game. That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. And with that being said, for a people to talk about maybe the Braves should think about trading Ronald Acuña Jr., have you lost your entire mind? That was rumors. There were Major League Baseball analysts out there saying maybe the Braves should consider trading Ronald Acuña Jr., a man who just made the All-Star team playing half the first half of the year. We should consider trading him. That is insane. That's absurd. Not going to happen, okay? Now, the trading deadline is coming, end of the month. Maybe we do think about trading some people. You definitely take the phone calls. I'm not for us to say here, sit here and listen or think that Alex Anthopoulos is just going to say, nope, the shop's closed, the store's closed, we're out, we're not doing anything. That's not smart. That's not smart at all. You've got to listen to all the options, okay? I really don't think there's a player or two players that Double A can bring in here that's really going to turn this around for us. It's probably not going to happen. Doesn't mean you shouldn't listen, talk, maybe think about what you could get or maybe could what deal you could swindle. But if you don't make any moves, I wouldn't be upset. Like I said, I think your two new objectives in 2025 is get through the rest of the year healthy, no more injuries, and get our three guys that have struggled mostly all year, Austin Riley, Money Mike Harris, and Ozzie Albies back on track. If you can accomplish those goals, get into 2026 and say, hey, we're just going to reboot the system. 2025 was a blip on the radar. It was a abnormality. It was something that we never expected and we hope to never see again. We hope we never have to go through that again. Losing four of your five-man rotation to start the year, but before the All-Star break, four of them are out. I mean, that's the worst luck in baseball history. It's got to be. It's got to be. Just wash it away. Get in the shower, wash it away. 2025, over and done. Let's get to 2026 as quickly as we can. These 70 games that are left, just get through them painless as possible. No more big injuries. Get our three guys back to hitting and get into 2026. Get our starters back. Get our guys back in their groove, and we will reset, reboot the system. And that's it. That's all we should think of. That's all we should be worried about. If we can do those things, we can still have a championship window for this core group of guys. But it will not be in 2025. It will not be. Sports Radio 929 The Game. I'm done. I'm getting off my Braves soapbox. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to hit some sports headlines. The All-Star rosters have been announced in both Major League Baseball and in the WNBA. We're going to talk about that. We'll also talk a little bit about some of these NBA trades. That's coming up next here on Time Out with Eric Slaughter on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
19 first-time All-Stars have been named to the Major League Baseball All-Star roster. 19 first-timers. Baseball is breaking in a bunch of new young talent, and they will all be coming to Atlanta in about 10 days for All-Star festivities. I'm on 11alive.com looking at all the events that are coming to town for in and around All-Star weekend here in Atlanta. I mean, you really can go do some fun activities starting on July 10th through July 15th. Just go to or just Google Atlanta MLB All-Star Week events, and it pops right up. Here's a full list of everything happening July 10th through 15th in conjunction with the 2025 MLB All-Star Game at Truist Park. Like I said, the first event that I am going to will be on Friday night for the HBCU Swing Man Classic. All-Star Week kicks off with a 7 p.m. event at Truist Park, celebrating HBCU talent and traditions. This event committee in, ran by Ken Griffey Jr., the Major League Baseball and the Major League Baseball Players Association, celebrates the excellence and tradition of historically black colleges and universities. It features marching bands, divine nine-step shows, and post-game fireworks. All tickets start at $28 for a great event at Truist Park on next Friday night. I will be there. I have a lot of things going on. I'll be interviewing players and talking to people. I even have been confirmed that I will get to sit down with Ken Griffey Jr. for the Ken Griffey Jr. Swingman Classic. I've been booked with him. I get all of 10 minutes to talk with Ken Griffey Jr. I'll be with a group of people, but we all get to sit down and talk to Ken Griffey Jr. about what is the importance and the history behind the Ken Griffey Jr. HBCU Swingman Classic. The MLB Playball Commissioner's Cup and the Jenny Finch Classic. I said Kelly Finch earlier, my apology. The Jenny Finch Classic. I'm also a part of that. That is a pair of annual tournaments featuring baseball and softball teams from MLB youth academies across the United States and Puerto Rico. The MLB Commissioner's Cup and the Jenny Finch Classic goes around every year to all the All-Star cities. Both events are free and open to the public. The Jenny Finch Classic that I'm a part of is a softball 17U, some of the best talent around the country, and the game commemorates at Georgia Tech on Monday. I will be there. I'm actually going to be the home plate umpire for the championship game, and I was really honored to find out that I get to do that. It's a 17 and under softball tournament. There's also a 17 and under baseball tournament, the Commissioner's Cup. Really looking forward to that. The Futures game and the Celebrity Softball game. Listen to some of these names that'll be in the Celebrity Softball game. Quavo from, of course, the big, iconic Migos. Thank you, Garrett. I was drawing a mind blank. Big Boi from Outkast is playing in the Celebrity Softball Tournament. Jermaine Dupri is playing in the Celebrity Softball Tournament. Candy Barris is playing in the Celebrity Softball Tournament. Several local media members are playing in the Celebrity Softball Tournament. Drewski is playing in the Celebrity Softball Tournament. Ronnie DeVoe from New Edition fame is playing in the Celebrity Softball Tournament. All that will be on Saturday, July 12th at Truist Park, including the MLB All-Star Futures game. That's a great thing to be to. That starts at 4 o'clock on Saturday, July the 12th. I mean, you don't have to break the bank to go and be a part of some of these great events that are coming to town for All-Star Weekend. I'm going to be at three of them right there, and none of them are going to be very expensive. They all can be a lot of fun for families and events to go around. Of course, 929 The Game, we will be at the All-Star Village, and we'll be at Murph's every day starting Saturday next week. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, we'll be at Murph's. There's going to be a lot of, you know, great people that we'll be talking to, and all of our talent will be out there. Come visit us. Say hello to us. It's going to be such a great time here in Atlanta for this All-Star Game that was supposed to be here 3 years ago. And that didn't happen, and we're so grateful that Major League Baseball returned the game to Atlanta that we did not have a few years ago. Really looking forward to it. I'm going to have a great time. And congratulations to all these first-timers that are coming to the All-Star Game. Of course, three of our Braves have been selected as the final rosters were announced just about maybe an hour and a half ago. Of course, Ronald Acuña Jr. was voted in unanimously from the selection committee. He'll be in his fifth career All-Star game. Matt Olson has made the cut at first base, and Chris Sale is a part of the pitching staff. Although he is injured, he was officially named. Of course, he'll be replaced, and replacement will be replaced and named for the fact that he cannot participate. Former Atlanta Braves, Freddie Freeman and Max Fried have both made it for their respective leagues. Freddie Freeman from the Dodgers in the National League and Max Fried, who a lot of people think maybe is the front runner for the American League Cy Young Award right now, has made it as part of the New York Yankees. The New York Yankees are really not playing good baseball right now, but they do have several all-stars, of course. Of course, Aaron Judge is coming back. Pete Alonso from the Mets have made it. Ketel Marte from the Diamondbacks. Francisco Lindor is another regular. Eli De La Cruz, one of my favorite players right now from the Reds. Manny Machado. I'm thinking Manny Pacquiao because Manny Pacquiao is coming back to fighting. Why? I don't know. Fernando Tatis Jr. I mean, just all the great names of baseball will be here in Atlanta. Paul Skeens from the Pirates. Logan Webb. Zach Wheeler. Atlanta's own Zach Wheeler from the Phillies was named to the National League roster for pitchers. In American League, Vlad Guerrero Jr., one of my favorite players, will be here. Jazz Chisholm from the Yankees. Bobby Witt Jr. from the Royals. He's a really fun player to watch. Alex Bregman from the Red Sox, longtime Houston Astro. He'll be here. Javier Baez made it from the Tigers as part of the pitching staff. Byron Buxton, another Atlanta native. Byron Buxton of the Minnesota Twins. If you don't know how good Byron Buxton is, watch the MLB All-Star game. He plays center field for the Twins, and he's just a stud. Grew up here in Atlanta, played baseball south of the city in high school, was a great player in high school, and is doing great things for the Minnesota Twins. So all those players are finally announced. The full rosters are announced. I'm not going to go through all of them. And, of course, Shohei Ohtani was the leading vote getter for MLB All-Star voting. Now, part of that is because every person in Japan and probably all of Asia, period, voted for him a million times. But it's definitely due deserved. Shohei Ohtani won't be this year, but I bet you by next year, Shohei Ohtani will pitch and hit in the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Gary, I see you shaking your head. You agree with me? It's coming. Did he pitch and hit when he was a member of the Angels in the All-Star Game? I don't remember. But by next year, because he's back pitching for the Dodgers already, he's only pitching in limited times, but by next year, he will be a pitcher and a hitter for the National League All-Star Team. It's just coming because the man is just wicked. It's sick. I mean, he threw a pitch, what was it, like a week ago that hit 101 miles per hour in his two innings of outings for the Dodgers. Dodgers are still in first place. Of course, you know, they got the biggest payroll in the history of sports, and they all put it all on credit because they don't pay their guys. Everybody, you know, defers their money. So they're going to, of course, keep doing that for years and years and years. The Dodgers are not going anywhere. Ironically, on the snub list, Mookie Betts from the Dodgers did not make the roster. Juan Soto and Mookie Betts, two of the highest paid players in baseball, both having good years, did not make the All-Star game this year. It says Mookie Betts has not made the All-Star game for the first time since 2016. 8 straight years Mookie Betts have made the All-Star team between his time with the Dodgers and the Red Sox, but he will not be in Atlanta next week. Sorry, Mookie. You know, I'm sure you'll take a vacation somewhere. Jacob deGrom is returning to the All-Star game. His fifth selection and his first since 2021. Jacob deGrom is back. I mean, there was a time where Jacob deGrom was the most intimidating pitcher in baseball, throwing his 100-mile-per-hour gas, and his big 6'7" frame. He was just, I mean, I couldn't imagine stepping in the box and seeing that guy throwing gas at me like that. But I'm looking forward to it. You can go to a red carpet event. Even if you don't have All-Star game tickets, that's a free event, the red carpet event. You can find all that information on 11 Alive and on Access Atlanta to show you where and how you can go out and be a part of Major League Baseball All-Star festivities. There are still tickets available to the Home Run Derby. Of course, Ronald Acuna Jr. is confirmed to be in the Home Run Derby. You can get tickets to it on the secondary market, that is, anyway. 8 p.m. on Truist Park on Monday, July 14th. There says there, tickets are running low, but there are still some tickets available here for around $200. Is that worth it to go see MLB Monday night, the Home Run Derby, and I believe you also get another event that night? $200? Yeah, maybe, if you really want to see it. I mean, the Home Run Derby is a really fun event. The problem is everybody wants to sit in outfield, you know? What fun is it to go to the Home Run Derby if you're not sitting somewhere where you can catch a home run ball, right? And what about those – how do the kids get selected? The kids that will be in the outfield shagging the balls that don't make it to the stands. That has to be the most funnest and grandest experience of a young child's life, to be an all-star ball shagger during the Home Run Derby. You know, how do you get on that list? Can a grown man get on that list? Can I sign up? Can somebody pick me? I'll go out there and shag some fly balls. But that's all on Monday. I mean, that will be pretty cool. I don't know. I might have, I'm kind of broke after buying my tickets for Cowboy Carter and the All-Star game already. I don't know if I can afford to go to Monday night as well. Maybe I can stand on the side of the road and say, we'll host for Monday night tickets. We'll think about that. But those are going to be all the people and all the events that are going on for the Major League Baseball All-Star game that is headed to our town in the next 10 days. The WNBA All-Star game will be the weekend of July 19th. You would have to think, it's going to be in Indianapolis this year, you would have to think that the city of Atlanta, I mean, we've had the NBA All-Star Game, Major League Baseball. We've had the Super Bowls, Final Fours. We've got the World Cup coming. You would have to think eventually the WNBA All-Star Game probably would come to this town as well. I would like to go to a WNBA All-Star Game if it was in my town. I'm not going to go to Indy. They've named the roster from the Atlanta Dream. It looks like only one player from the Atlanta Dream has made it as a WNBA All-Star, and that's Atlanta's Alicia Gray. Of course, the big names are Breanna Stewart from the New York Liberty, Aja Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces, of course, Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark is the captain of the WNBA All-Star team, and she is currently injured. Will she be back and be able to participate in the game by the 19th? We will wait and see, but she was the top vote getter, and it's in her town, Indianapolis. So you know she was going to be a big part of the WNBA All-Star weekend. So not only did Alicia Gray make it as a starter, but Rain Howard has made it as a reserve from the Atlanta Dream. Rain Howard has made it as her third WNBA selection, All-Star selection. So congratulations to both Rain Howard. I'm sorry, she says Ryan Howard, right? And Alicia Gray from the Atlanta Dream for making it. And, of course, my favorite player in WNBA, Kelsey Plum. Kelsey Plum makes her ninth WNBA All-Star team. I'm going to watch that game. It's going to be on July the 19th. You know, think about it. You get through MLB All-Star, July 14th. WNBA All-Star, July 19th. The week after that, training camps. That's your July calendar. MLB All-Star, WNBA All-Star, training camp. You ain't got to worry about baseball no more. Those three things, you ain't got to worry about the Braves. Because once training camp gets here, okay, you can take your mind off of the Braves struggles. Get through the All-Star game. Get through all the festivities. Maybe go see one of these big movies that are coming out this week and next week. Okay? Go see Cowboy Carter. Go see Beyonce with me. Say hello to me. Get through these next 10 to 12 2 weeks. Let's call it 2 weeks. Today's July 6th. You get through the 13th of next Sunday, then the 20th of the Sunday after that, you get to those 2 weeks, and then rookies are going to be reporting to training camp. It's here. 2 weeks is what we got to get through. The next 2 weeks, I mean, the Braves only play for one. You got 6 games against the A's and the Cardinals. Then they all take a week off for All-Star break, and that's in town. So that's the 2 weeks you got to get through. You get to those 2 weeks, the Braves will play another couple games, and then we can start talking about the opening training camp. And we can forget about all this headache and heartache that the Braves are putting us through each and every day. Losing to the Orioles 3 straight games. Losing 2 out of 3 to every series. We have not won a series since we swept the Mets. We've lost 2 out of 3 to the Marlins. Lost, well, we split against the Mets in New York. Lost 2 out of 3 to Philly. Came back home. Lost 2 out of 3 to the team that came here before the Orioles. And then we lose 3 to the Orioles. It's done. It's over. I said it an hour ago. I said it 30 minutes ago. Just get through the end of the year with no more injuries. Get Money Mike, Ozzy, and Austin back to hitting well so that they can come into 2026 saying, yep, we had a great September and we're ready for a new year. And just forget about it. Just forget about it. It's done. It's over. Move on. Take a shower. Wash it away. That's that. All-Star Week is coming here in 8 days. Be ready for it. I'm ready for it. You're ready for it. Sports Radio 929 The Game. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, I'm going to have Garrett help me with a conversation. It blew my mind this week when I was reading stories about high school football players signing multi-million dollar contracts. I'm going to say that again. High school football players signing multi-million dollar contracts. What would you do as a high school player with a multi-million dollar contract? I'm going to tell you what I would do coming up on the other side. It's Sports Radio 929 The Game. Timeout with Eric Slaughter on this Sunday night. And make sure you download the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.